Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, 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 hello.
Are these things on, man?
I don't know. Are they? You tell me. You're the only one that knows. You're the one running.
You know what, Jay? I really don't know because I've got so many different things in my head right now. It sounds like we're on the air, but I'll be honest. I don't know if we are.
That is frightening.
Yeah. Text line? Anybody?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Text line's not working because I don't have the passwords or any of that
stuff.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
10, 11, 12. Yeah, you believe that, right?
This has worked out.
Oh, my wife said it's working, so you're
really
fine.
Well so far.
Yeah.
But I don't know if, you know, it's going to continue to work.
Well,
well, that's
like
the beauty
optimism
of it. We're going to go take a picture with Tyrus. And if you see me lay this down, Kevin, you're going to have to give play-by-play of our picture with Tyra. But Tyra Madison came by a minute ago, and then we didn't get a picture of her, so we got to go back and get a picture of her.
Yeah, we're going back in time.
Yeah, back in time. Okay,
okay, we'll
take a picture. You guys go take a picture of her. I have a very weird view. So I'm back in the studio. And I'm on Zoom, and so I can see a picture. Now, here's the problem. There's pausing to take a picture right now, and the view I have is of everyone's butt. That's all I see. Three butts. Steve's a little butt.
Oh,
her butt.
This is...
And then Jay's butt. That's all I see every picture, you guys.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start taking pictures of them, like a screenshot.
Yeah.
And then we'll play a game. Whose butt was it?
That's a terrible idea.
You think so?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't matter for some of us. It would matter for others, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh,
oh
boy.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
It really is. It's just weird. Everything else is great. Like, I can see the artists. They've been putting on headphones. We've been chatting it up with them.
Yeah, they've been really good about the headphones and everything, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's the only thing that's a little weird when you guys take your picture. It's quite the view.
Oh, well, glad we could impress. I mean, dress for success or something? I don't know.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, wise guy, huh?
Kevin, you would love it because they're just throwing, like, new people at us who they didn't have on the list.
Uh-huh.
Just, like,
oh,
I think they're, like, just
favorite.
Wandered by.
Yeah.
you go, okay.
Yeah, we're great. At the, what's the name of that church again?
Belmont.
Belmont. That's what I thought. Yeah. Then I was like, no, that's the university, but it's also the church. Belmont Church, and they're just like, hey, this is Becky. She sings on Sundays. She's one of our worship leaders, and we'd just like to have her on the air, if you don't mind.
Yeah, she's going to be two people from now.
Two people from
who
now.
Becky, who works at the church.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey,
she was a worship leader.
Yeah. Kevin, we'll be back. We're going to take a break here live from Nashville. We'll be back in a minute.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If I were to turn your mic on, are you gonna not gonna cuss or anything, right?
Kevin James.
Uh-uh. Okay. No, I'm a good boy.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we are sort of live from Nashville. Whoops, I pushed the wrong button.
The stuff I said about him was true, but we'll just leave it at that.
I know, Jay and Steve are just wrapping up an interview right now.
Yeah, with Chris from Boomtown Saints.
The Boomtown Saints, a lot better than the New Orleans Saints.
I mean, not always. Not always.
No, absolutely always.
This year, probably, but not necessarily.
They're not your team, though, right?
No, they're not.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's the Titans.
Well, I'm a Viking fan. Are we still friends?
We are. Okay. I mean, everybody does that to us.
Okay, so it's not, I'm saying, it's like, not exclusive.
I wouldn't be friends with anybody.
You have no friends based on football.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's fair.
You can't make friends like that.
No, I'm a Tennessee Vols fan, too.
Wow. Good job on the glutton for punishment, huh?
Yeah, it's terrible sometimes.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But then you know what? When it's good, it's great.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know the terrible's coming.
Yeah.
So it's still kind of terrible.
You always have Peyton Manning, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, and we talk about him all the time. It's Jesus. Peyton. That's how it goes in the state. So,
there you go.
That's fair. I mean, thank goodness the right order.
It wasn't on my bingo card, but okay.
Well, dude, they're making you leave, but thanks for doing this.
Hey,
it's so great to see you.
Guys.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, tell Ben we said hi, and we hope he feels better, actually.
I absolutely will. Yeah. He'll be all right, I'm sure.
He'll be.
And if not, we'll write a book about it.
Dude, he's fine. And a Hallmark
movie. I'm just saying, I got so much to do with Ben right now. It's crazy. He's not even here. So
thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, Kevin. Own it, my friend.
Well, you know what happened, Jay?
What's that?
I was trying to just go live myself.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You guys hearing me.
That's hilarious.
And then as soon as I talked, everyone looked at me, and I was like, oh, crud. I got to push that one extra button if I just
so
want to go on the radio.
Yeah,
so are
yourself.
You saying you're done with me right now?
No, you're good. We're good. Yeah,
okay.
We can hang out.
Well, I was just going to tell everybody who we got coming up. We've got, you know, Dan and Shay. We've got them coming up here very soon. We've got Craig Morgan. Who else? Who else do we have? Ian Munsick. That guy's a stud.
Ian Munsick and Ben Gallagher were so fun yesterday.
They were very fun.
Like not your biggest stars. But
no.
Those guys, this is the beauty of Nashville and this week is we get to learn a lot about some of the new guys, and some of them I mean every single person that you see is incredibly talented, and I think you forget that because which
Dude.
Is normal, you know. It's like, oh, I have my 5 favorites or my 10 favorites or whatever it is, or I love, you know, 20 people, and then you see all these other people and you're like, whoa.
First and it's
of all, cool
so,
people, cool stories, and just amazingly talented.
Yeah, and it's so wild who hits it at the right time and makes it big. I mean, the one girl we were just talking to a little bit ago, not on the air, but she was,
right.
What was her name? Charlie?
Charlie. Mm-hmm.
She just goes by Charlie?
Yeah, like a perfume.
That's how you know you're cool. Beautiful girl, talented, I'm sure, and it's just one of those, she doesn't even have a record deal yet. Like, she's...
Right.
Doing the independent thing, trying to have someone, you know, land her stuff. And there's so many people like that in Nashville. It is a town so full of talent. It is insane.
Yeah.
What did you think about who we heard this morning, Steve, when Billy Joe Jones is probably not a name that you know. And we heard her sing this morning at, and again, 6:45 Nashville time.
Yeah.
And she... I mean, it was insane.
I love how she said, like after her first song, "This is the earliest I've ever performed in my life."
And we were all like, "I hope so."
Yeah, right.
Honestly, I hope so.
Yeah, that is tough.
Because I mean, you can ask. I mean, anybody who's ever tried to sing, yet alone at a high level.
Yeah, and she sounded amazing.
She was insane,
it was crazy.
Kevin. She was crazy. I was like, "What is happening right now?" I mean, she must have got up at 3 a.m. to even come close to being ready.
Oh, to get everything ready. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It was just, she was incredible. We'll have a chance to talk to her in a little bit here. But
yeah, that's 1 a.m. Pacific time. It's crazy.
Thank you, Steve.
I just, you know.
So we have
time zones.
Time zones, man. There are.
Time zones, baby. I'm all about it.
Steve is going to keep us track on time zones. Steve, what time is it right now, Eastern time?
I don't even know what time it is regular time. 9:20. It's 9:20.
Thank you.
Very nice. Good work, Steve.
Thank
very
you. Nice.
Steve,
very
how nice. Late did you stay up last night? I think I saw you post a picture, which appeared to be outside of the hotel.
It does look like that, but it wasn't. I promise you.
At 12 o'clock. I mean, it was, I'm not even sure it was past midnight, because part of the deal was you had to stay out past midnight. That was one of my challenges for you.
Yeah.
Well, and by so the time I walked, by the time I walked back to the hotel, it was like 12:15.
Boy,
but no,
it was a long day.
Hey, I went out to grab a late night snack, and
at Hattie B's, like I told you to.
No, I'm going to do that. I don't know. I guess today.
Yeah, at some point.
But I went to a place called The Cookout.
Okay, that sounds awesome, too. I mean, I don't know that place, but it's called The Cookout, and it's in Nashville. That's probably awesome.
Yeah, I think that's what it was called. Yeah, Cookout. And I got myself a chocolate shake and some chicken tenders, and it was delicious.
Okay. Steve, I respect
what
that.
What time was it, 11 or something?
Yeah. And then I was just kind of walking around aimlessly. I got a little lost, and I found a clock, and I was like, well.
Yeah.
And so I stood by this clock for like 10 minutes, just kind of acting like I was waiting for an Uber. And
to wait till it get past midnight?
Yeah, yeah.
So the Cookout, I'm looking it up. And it looks like
you just stood there for 10 minutes?
It looks like the Cookout is right off of Broadway. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But did you go on to Broadway then, to like where all the bars are and all the action that Nashville is famous for?
No, I'm going to do that today.
Sure you will.
Jay, you invited me.
No. Emma, should we still take him? Yeah.
Oh, Emma's there. I forgot your daughter. She made the trip down from Indianapolis to Nashville.
She did.
Yeah.
Sweet little Emily. I cannot believe she is there. I can't believe it. I'm so excited she's there.
Say hi to Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Hi, Emma.
It's good to see you on Zoom.
It's great.
I know, it's weird, huh?
Yeah, it's great that you are there, because I do actually believe that Steve may go to Broadway today or tonight.
Oh, he's going. We're
good.
Going.
Good.
Yeah. I would have done it before.
Before what?
If it was just the two of us.
If it was just me and you.
Yeah.
You might have, but you would have done like you did.
I was going to say, what are you talking about? I wouldn't go.
I mean, I'd go for a solo adventure.
You're insane.
I mean, maybe you don't think you would have gone?
I might have been guilted into it, honestly. I would have felt bad that Steve went to Nashville and didn't get to go to Broadway.
Jay and I had a nice little lunch breakfast at the Salt Lake City Airport.
Oh, did we, though?
We did. Did we not?
Burger King?
Yeah. I got a crown.
Yeah. Steve grabs a crown and he walked around. I mean, he wore it through the airport for the rest of the time we were waiting on the plane. He's wearing the crown on the plane. And this other grown man what was that guy? Probably in his 20s, maybe 30. He's about your age, maybe.
Yeah, around my age.
He comes walking in and they had this incredible bonding moment. Because they were both wearing Burger King crowns as grown men on the plane. And then he sees Steve and he goes, bro. He points to Steve and Steve kind of points to him. He goes, bro, hold on. Pulls his phone out. Calls his buddy who's like halfway up in the plane who's also wearing a crown. He goes,
it was awesome.
Dude, put your crown on. Look back here. There's two of us now. It was like the crown group.
That is
insane.
Funny. That's wild.
This is what we do. This is the important part of Nashville. We want to get pictures of Steve through the airport wearing his Burger King crown.
Yeah, we got Prince Steve, son of King Peter.
Very yes, exactly. King Peter, Prince Steve, Big Barb.
Quite the crew.
Yeah, we are quite the crew.
How about that for a Christmas card? I mean, we could include your brother, I suppose.
Nah.
Sir Richard?
He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, we got a lot more interviews. Kev, maybe you can play one of the ones we got from yesterday with one of those guys coming up here. And then we're going to talk to a couple other people. We got Cole Swindell today. We got Cody Johnson. We'll talk to some of the folks from the Oak Ridge Boys coming by.
Ooh,
George
Mau
Burge, Joe Nichols. Matt Stell and our buddy Zach Topps coming by in a little while as well.
Yes.
So very, very busy day. So live from Nashville. We'll be back. We're live from Nashville. And we're right here on Music Row. Thanks to Charlotte McCoy, as always, during CMA week.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show, live from Nashville during CMA week. Brought to you by R&R RV on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What's up, Kevin? How you doing, man?
Oh,
my gosh. I'm so good. How are you?
Great. Great. Living the dream.
Dude, your hair is so long.
I know. It's getting pretty ridiculous.
I was just going to say that.
It's almost annoying.
Yeah.
It's so much more work, isn't it? Let me try to do this. Oh, there you go. Yes.
Oh,
go.
Yeah. Now you're styling.
Yeah, buddy.
Now you got the fit.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't think about a cowboy hat.
I know.
We were like, well, some of the girls will get mad because it messes up their hair. But
I know. Well, you come back, guarantee next year, half of the artists here will be wearing cowboy hats. Just wait.
Really? Is this your prediction?
Oh, yeah.
This is
Ian
Munsick prediction.
Three years ago, Cody Johnson told me, he's like, dude, in 2 years, there's going to be bolo ties and a lot more pearl snap, brush poppers.
Oh, yeah.
You just wait and see. I bet there's going to be a lot more bolo ties on the red carpet this year.
A lot more brush poppers,
a lot more cowboy hats.
I love it.
Yeah.
Did you believe Cody Johnson?
I did.
Did you? Because Cody Johnson knows a lot. He preaches.
That's exactly what he does. And he, yes, he will go on rants too. But they're very, very truthful, very inspirational.
100%. No, when he talks, he like stops the room.
I know.
Like, not too many people do that, you know?
No.
Like, you'll walk in and people are like outgoing and stuff.
Yeah.
But Cody comes in and he starts.
He has a message.
No, he starts. Like, this is what we're going to talk about today. And y'all are going to be in church with Cody Johnson.
Exactly.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. So, how long is the hair going to go? What have we decided?
Gosh, really, until my wife decides.
Oh, it's like everything else.
What she wants. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I just listen to her. But man, it's at the point now where I'll roll over to the middle of the night and it'll wake me up. It'll pinch me. And I'm man, I got to get rid of this thing or put it in a braid forever. That's really what
I
need. You
need to
put it in a braid.
Can't you sleep with like a, like a
nightcap
cap or something?
Or something like that? I would do that, but I'm only 31 years old. You know, like, I got to wait another 30 years to be able to do that.
Yeah. You can't let that get out.
That does seem kind of sad.
It's going to ruin the reputation.
I'm too young for the nightcap.
That's hilarious. How's everything else, man? Just been busy, huh? Going crazy?
Yeah, we've been on tour with Lainey Wilson the last few months on the Country's Cool Again tour. That's been incredible.
Yeah.
And then just doing a bunch of headlining stuff, man. We headlined Red Rocks.
How was that?
This year was, man.
Is that the first
time
you ever been there?
First time I've been there. I told myself, I was like, man, I'm not going to go here until I'm headlining it. And it was incredible, man.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It just has a different feel, I'm sure. It's kind of like the Gorge. You know, you get those certain venues where you're like, I hope I'm as good as the venue.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Because that is incredible.
Yeah.
Mother Nature did it right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And just my kind of music. You know, there's a lot of, I write the tunes about mountains and the Rocky Mountains and prairies and coyotes and ten canyons and stuff like that. So that is the perfect spot
for
my music. And
And
it was a night that I'll never forget.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
They're making you leave already, which is terrible.
Whack.
Why? Why?
Do you say coyote country or coyote country?
We say coyote. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you can say whatever you want, man. I don't care. You're Ian Munsick. What are we?
Coyote. Is how we say it in Wyoming, just because you see one out there, it's like, oh, that's a damn coyote.
Right, right.
But if it's like a coyote, oh, that's a cute little coyote.
Right.
Exactly.
I was going to say, like, when we go hunting here, they're still, we don't call them coyotes.
Yeah.
You're going to go coyote hunting.
That's right.
Yeah, like, it's a different deal. Yes. So, yeah, they're almost like two animals in one.
They are. If you're going to name a company, call it a coyote.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's more attractive.
That's right. It has a better appeal to it.
So you guys did the right
thing. That was our theory.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If we had time, I feel like he should meet Charlie.
Oh, God. We have a coyote, a Charlie, that this guy here tends to voice. And it's...
Hi, my name's Charlie. What are you doing here? I like candy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
that's a coyote. That's not a coyote.
That's right.
Your mustache is very full. I really like it, Ian.
Wow.
Thank you, Charlie. That's the correct response, by the way. Wow.
Wow.
Brother, thank you for doing this, man. It's so good to see you.
Of course, guys. Good to see you.
Absolutely.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we are back, and, well, I'm in studio. Kevin's here. That's me. Jay is there in Nashville. Steve is in Nashville. And so far, I think so good, fellas. We have not really screwed things up. Kevin's here. Well, what I realized is you said it as I was going on the air, like pushing the button for you to talk.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you go, I can't hear the station.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah,
you can't. That is right. You cannot hear the station right now. So I'm probably going to have to talk first.
Yeah, especially with you.
I mean, I can make it so you hear the station, but.
Yeah.
You sound good.
We can do that.
You sound great, Kevin.
Guys, I will definitely step it up, and I'll make it so you can hear the station at least the last few seconds before we go on.
Right. Then you gotta pop it in, take it out, all that stupid stuff with those buttons. That's just complicated, bro. Who can do that?
Let's check on the
do you need a phone book?
The one and only Producer Steve. Producer Steve, how are you doing so far? This is a first time for you to do something like this.
Live update from Nashville on Music Row. Here's Stephen Heskey.
Inside the brain of the man who doesn't know anything. it's going great.
Well, I mean, it's only partially.
Well, and it's kind of funny because what you've heard on the air this morning is very different than what's gone on. I mean, you guys have been recording interviews there since earlier this morning before we went on the air. Yeah. And so we recorded some interviews yesterday, and those are, you know, we'll get to those coming up. Craig Morgan is one of those.
Right.
Craig Morgan is a wild man.
He's a loose cannon. Craig Morgan is a loose cannon.
And I think he's getting.
He knows it, and he loves it.
Yes. And he's just getting to have more fun.
Kevin, the worst thing about Craig Morgan is he's taking advice from Blake Shelton.
Yeah, he did mention that. Yeah, that.
You know what? I was talking to my buddy Blake. Everybody, country music loves Craig Morgan. Like everybody who is in the industry.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things about Craig Morgan that are great, and that he served his country and all the things mm-hmm. that he's had in the past. But he also has this attitude of, this is just how I am, and I just don't care. And there's something freeing about that for artists who have to worry nonstop about how they're perceived. So they love that about Craig. And so then Craig tries to get them to be that way.
Yeah.
And Blake's been that way for a while. So now that Blake and Craig are telling everybody how to act, it is a free-for-all, man.
Imagine those two on The Voice or something.
Oh, I just want to see them hanging out. I just want to go like wherever Blake and Craig are just fly on the wall time, man. Because they would be hilarious and tell stories that they probably, you know, each of them has a million different kind of stories. But, man.
I almost feel like Blake is the little brother who's like, haha, you know what you should do, Craig?
No, for real.
Yeah, you should go do that. Yeah. Oh, man, I can tell you this.
Andy Bosco just saw
that we have a very pretty lady who sat down. That means we're going to talk to her.
Annie's just
what's going on, guys?
I almost went like this. Hey.
You creeped across your eyes.
Freak you out.
Got all weird with it, yeah.
Whenever they say pretty lady, I'm like, what can I do to not look pretty?
What can I?
You exactly. Okay, so now I have to pull the curtain back with our friend producer Steve here.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
So
he's dead.
That's Kevin over there on the computer. He had to stay back home because of the incident.
Miss you.
But Steve over here, he was like, hey, I should ask a funny question to the artist when they come in. So then he says, what if I ask, I'll do this and I'll ask this question. Go ahead, show Annie what you did, what you wanted to do.
You want me to do that?
Yes, to Annie right now.
Oh, boy.
Be prepared to be creeped out.
I'm sorry in advance.
Yeah.
Can I cut your hair?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay, that is the appropriate response.
That's what he asked me. He gives me the creepy eyes.
I just got a haircut, and whenever you get a haircut as a woman, you're like, I cut too much off, and you think it's like never going to grow again. So the answer is absolutely not.
Did you appreciate the big eyes?
I did. It was very creepy.
Thank you.
This for sure would not be straight. Like, it would be a jagged line for sure.
Oh, yeah.
With those eyes.
Yes,
I do have a question, though, for you. It is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
As opposed to the last question.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Boy. Yeah, thank you. So every time I hear your name, I think of Bosco sticks.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
No, but everyone says Bosco's chocolate milk. So apparently there's like so many different Boscos.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. When I was in...
What are sticks?
Bosco sticks, when I was in middle school or high school, they're like giant, like almost mozzarella sticks.
Okay.
It's like breaded and there's cheese and dip it in marinara sauce.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know if they're a regional thing or not, but every time I hear your name, I think, oh, man.
It's some Italian person that created it. I'm Croatian, but okay. If you're Bosco, you're most likely Italian or Croatian background.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Bosco sticks.
There you go. Oh, wow. Well, hey, I'm going to have to go find one now.
Yeah, they're no delicious. Kidding. Yeah. I'm actually hungry now.
Actually, you literally just made me hungry.
Seriously.
Oh. I wasn't hungry until you said that.
Was it the big eyes?
No, it was the sticks. It was the mozzarella. It was the dip. The whole thing.
I'm not going to lie. It wasn't the big eye thing. That was weird.
Yeah. No, the big eye just creeped me out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm
mission accomplished then.
Well,
yeah.
Now she's no longer coming to Spokane.
Tell me about...
No, definitely come. I'm in. You just can't cut my hair.
Okay.
But I did cut a lot of people's hair during COVID. I literally started cutting all my friends' hair.
Because
it's
something you wanted to do.
I enjoyed it, and I realized I was pretty good at it.
Oh, no way. That's weird.
Yeah, so I just started cutting everyone's hair during COVID.
That is so funny, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So tell me about the private duck club.
That's so funny that you heard about that. Yeah, it was really cool. I did a 4th of July party. It was a private gig, and it was on a private duck club. It's an island that someone purchased to go duck hunting off the coast of California.
Crazy.
And it was really cool. It was so fun. Everyone was so nice. And they were like, this is where Clark Gable took his last sip of whiskey. Marilyn Monroe worked out in this room. And like, all these people would go there to hunt.
What the heck? That is so random.
It was so random.
And how did that happen?
We took a ferry like across a body of water. I was like, what?
What are we doing?
Where are we going? Is someone going to cut my hair with creepy eyes?
On an island in the middle of the ocean somewhere.
Yeah, no, for real.
God, that's cool, though. I mean, it's kind of the cool thing about doing this is you get some of these gigs that are... I mean, of course, there's regular ones, but that one's going to stand out.
And you find out, like, it's so funny because sometimes they're the nicest people, too.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Where you're like, it's the people that you meet and the relationships in life and in this music business that really make it fun at the end of the day. Because if you did it alone, it's not so fun. When you meet... really fantastic people, and I was in like the kitchen cooking with like the chefs, and they were making me like my own food and giving me the recipe.
No way.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Oh, what the heck?
They shot off a cannon
just randomly.
It was a blank. We were on stage and it was like, and I was like,
just a surprise cannon.
Yeah, and I was like, but it was a blank, because I'm like, can you shoot a cannon into the ocean?
Right. I feel like that's what is happening. Something. Yeah.
And like the most insane fireworks show, because I think they were able. You know, now there's like restrictions on fireworks.
Yeah.
Unless someone privately pays for a fireworks show. And then you get a really good one.
Yeah.
Annie Bosco's fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the other thing? Bosco sticks and Bosco fireworks. What we've done here?
Firework.
Oh, wow.
Don't show what you're worth.
Wow. Take that.
Yeah. Speechless.
That's a good way to wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up. All right.
I'm going to make you leave now.
Okay. It was great.
You probably offended somebody.
Great to hang out with you too.
You're the best. Tara says hi, by the way.
I love Tara.
I know, she's awesome.
She's my fave.
I know, she's all of our faves.
Oh, we FaceTimed when she was with you, right?
You were on the beach.
Oh my God, that was so like, funny. Well, it was when my song went top 50.
Yes.
And I let you.
And we called you.
Yeah. That was cool.
That was fun.
I love
her. Annie, thank you so much. It's good to see you again.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. The Big 99.9.
If you're on a porch swing, baby, I'm on it. If you want a night out, baby, I'm all in. If you want a coin flip road trip, anywhere you want to go, baby, just call it. If you're on a dance floor moving, I'm out there. Want to find some laid back and let down your brown hair. You call the shots if I'm ready or not. I don't care. Baby, I love doing life with you. You're everything I wanna wake up to. Give you all of my heart, the moon and the stars, till my time here on earth is through. Cause I just love, baby, I love doing life with you. I ain't gonna be there just for the sunshine. I'll hold your hand while we stand in the rain. I'll be your forever and not just your sometimes. I'll be your calm in a hurricane. Baby, I love doing life with you. You're everything I wanna wake up to. Give you all of my heart, the moon and the stars, till my time here. just love. Baby, I love doing life with you. Yeah. Thought I was good on my own, taking life on alone, but that was before my heart had a home. Cause baby, I love doing life with you. You're everything I wanna wake up to. Give you all of my heart, the moon and the stars, till my time here on earth is through. Cause I just love, baby, I love.